Well, the sporting world was rocked yesterday with news of this European Super League announced in the world of football. Rob Harris has been covering it magnificently, AP's sports correspondent. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. It's floored everyone, this proposal for this Super League. But I must admit, I can't believe the unity in the rest of the world who's not involved, the opposition towards this. How have you seen the last 24 hours?
Well, we've seen fractured divisions across European football, both between clubs and within them. Liverpool tonight drawing 1-1 with Leeds, in a result that really shows why a club like Liverpool and its ownership would want a Super League, because they're outside the Champions League top four places in the Premier League, so jeopardising their chances of getting the richest in UEFA next season. By joining a Super League, they'd be guaranteed of their position year after year, wherever they finish in the Premier League. Although, of course, a threat in the Premier League is that if you join the Super League, you're out. That's your only competition. And tonight, the Liverpool manager, in the last few minutes, saying that he is firmly against the Super League,
oh, wow.
But he is sticking around to deal with the difficulties now in terms of being a manager of a club where he's diametrically opposed to the position, really, that they're taking in where Liverpool should play, because he is an advocate of the Champions League.
Wow. Okay, well, that's big from Jurgen to come out and say that. I mean, there's been... Jose's lost his job in the last 24 hours at Tottenham. I'm not sure if it's related or not, but there's seemingly interesting timing on that. There's six Premier League teams. I think that's the interesting part of this at the moment, Rob. Six Premier League teams involved in these discussions and this Super League. And the FA came out and said... What have they said in the last 24 hours?
Well, the FA have been part of a joint statement led by UEFA that also is signed off by the national federations and the leagues of Spain and Italy, all with this threat that if you go and join a Super League, then you risk being banned from other competitions if you're a player in one of those teams. That means no European Championship, no World Cup for them. And UEFA is now assessing its legal options. When could it potentially kick out the Super League clubs soon from its existing competitions this season, with three of them in the Champions League semi-finals, two of them in the Europa League semi-finals, and a European Championship just a matter of weeks away? And they're facing down that threat now, the leagues, the rebel clubs from the leagues. And it's even reached Kensington Palace, with Prince William, who is the FA president, speaking out even himself against these plans for a Super League. Now more than ever, we must protect the entire football community, Prince William says, and the values of competition and fairness at his core. He said, I share the concerns of fans about the proposed Super League and the damage it risks causing to the game we love.
So, Robert, one of the things that surprised me probably the most in the last 24 hours is how advanced the planning seems to be. Is this something that you think can be reversed, or are they pushing ahead with it and it's happening?
The distrust is so rife now that it's so hard to see a reconciliation. One could happen with some sort of peace deal, but the distrust will linger. You've got the UEFA president, Alexander Šefčovič, on Monday calling people who were previously close friends snakes and liars, including Andrea Agnelli, the Juventus chairman, who up until Sunday was leading the European Club Association, a body that, and on Friday, signed up to a new-look Champions League working within the existing structures. The European Club Association still backs it, the new vision for 2024. But it is now a European Club Association stripped of the 12 clubs who have now gone up alone. And, of course, they're 12 of the most powerful clubs in world football. Juventus, AC Milan, Inter Milan, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, Tottenham, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United and Manchester City.
They are unbelievable names in the world of global football, without a doubt. One of the criteria for the Super League is they want the clubs to play midweek matches so they compete in their respective national leagues, preserving, they say, the traditional domestic match calendar, which remains at the heart of the club game. Is that going to be allowed by the domestic competitions, or will they pull rank and just say, nah, if you go to this, you are out of the local league?
That's exactly it. They want to boot them out and say you're either in, or you're not. You can't be half in, you can't be in one part of the structure, but out alone for a European competition. But would that be folly? Would they be risking their own financial viability if they lost the Premier League six so important teams with such huge fan bases, what would happen to the value of Premier League TV rights? That's why it's so hard to imagine a Premier League without what's known as the Big Six, because they are so integral to the game. I mean, obviously, a lot of people now might start to think back, say, four decades and back to cricket and Kerry Packer and breakaway cricket competitions and such forth. And obviously, they happened. There were ruptures. But ultimately, eventually, cricket comes back together again.
Well, who knows where this leads, but it is a massive story in the global sporting stage at the moment. We appreciate your insight this morning, Rob. Thank you, pal. Plenty more to play out.
Good to speak. Have a good day.
We'll do. Rob Harris, AP's sports correspondent.
The busiest man in the world at the moment.
He is the busiest man in the world. If you follow him on Twitter, every 7 seconds is a new one from him. He is hot to trot at the moment. He is Rob Harris. It's a fascinating story. I can't wait to see where it goes.
Mm.
We'll just watch it unfold and sit back and...
But the problem is, if you just look at it from a UK perspective, English football need those six clubs playing in their competition.
Mm.
And I think they know that.